This recording, Argentina 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The terrier was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt distressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a woosh waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to evade the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed her vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I'm Argentinian. I was born in Quilmes, a city in Greater Buenos Aires, but I grew up and studied in another city called Wilde or Wild. The odd thing about this name is that it doesn't refer to the British writer Oscar Wilde, but to a well-known medical doctor called José Antonio Wilde. Okay, I've been living in Spain for 6 years now. I started studying English when I was 11 years old, and I'm still studying it. I was lucky to have a very good non-native teacher of English who encouraged me a lot to go and study the language. Once I finished high school, I started to study English at the university. Unfortunately, I couldn't finish my studies. Still, I went on studying on my own. In 1994, I went to the UK to travel and study. Then in 1997, I went to the US. In the year 2000, I came to Spain together with my husband and son. I'm really keen on social linguistics, mainly on the different kinds of or varieties of Spanish, English, and Portuguese. Actually, I came across this site in search of recordings of English dialects. People here in Spain love my variety of Spanish, actually Argentinian Spanish. They say it sounds sweeter than their own Spanish. Well, the peculiar accent of the porteños, the inhabitants of Buenos Aires, is closer to the Neapolitan dialect, Italian dialect, due to the large influx of Italian immigrants to the port of Buenos Aires. This immigration also influenced on Lunfardo, the slang spoken in Buenos Aires and the Rio de la Plata. Now to finish, some beautiful lines from a tango called Mi ciudad y mi gente. Buenos Aires, para el alma mía no habrá geografía mejor que el paisaje de tus calles donde día a día me gasto los miedos, las suelas y el traje. Chao a todos.